Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we invest in your success and decide to be awesome. Today is the day, friends. What's up, guys? This is episode 25 of Heezy Life titled How to Overcome Any Obstacle. Oh man, I am so feely today as I reflect on what 2017 has brought. Can you believe it's almost over? I mean, wow. Whew. So before we can celebrate, we have to get through one-ish more weeks of work, finals, test, or whatever is standing between you and hopefully a wonderful end of your year celebration. I'd like to share with you the best piece of advice I've learned this year because I think it's going to help you overcome any obstacles that you might face today, this week, or moving into next year. I love looking for advice everywhere. I love to find tips and tricks and hacks to make life easier and faster. So it surprised me that I didn't find the best advice of this year on YouTube or on a blog. I actually found it last week. I've been trying to learn to code, and earlier this week, I finally got some traction on a project I was working on. Y'all, I got up 3 mornings in a row and worked 2 hours before work just because. Oh my gosh, like what the heck? Literally, who am I? I had no trouble getting up. I was excited. I was like eager, and I hadn't even had coffee. It was crazy. Then this morning, I went on a run, which I had never done before 2017, and ran 3 miles. That's crazy. I've never done that before. I just totally surprised myself. I got in there and I just said, okay, I want to tell my Heezy Life listeners that I ran 3 miles today, and I did it. Sitting here with you now, reflecting on this past week, I realized that it was possible. Whatever it is, it's possible. That is the best advice I learned this year because it is actually true. You guys, we can do it. Yay! And it's so simple, right? That is the awesome part. The hard part is actually doing it. When I started this podcast 6 months ago, I had no idea what to expect. I started this podcast for a lot of reasons, but the main reason was that I was responding to a call from God. Last year, when I was setting my goals for 2017, I wanted to be more fruitful in my life. I wanted to invest in something and to see something grow. I wanted to encourage and empower people to be more successful. This podcast was God answering my prayers. And that was awesome and all, but then I had to figure out how to do it. In those first weeks, it was such a struggle. I would edit for hours and have sound problems and self-doubt and anxiety over my brand colors. I was just a mess. But the thing is, you just figure it out. This year was also my year to start running. I wanted to run because I was embarrassed at the gym. I saw these people running and being all strong, and I'm like, what the heck? Why am I so weak? And this morning, I just proved to myself that I could do it. I felt so free. I felt in control because I realized that I am the only thing stopping me. If I can push through mentally, I can push through physically. And it was crazy. I mean, guys, I talk about this stuff all the time. But to actually see it manifest in my life was really cool. It was so inspiring because if I can do it, you can do it. I'm just a normal human. I don't have any special abilities. Like, you can do this, guys. Even this past week, when I was waking up early to code, it felt so foreign to me because I was waking up excited for the day. I mean, honestly, I can't remember the last time I woke up and was like excited to work on something. I was giddy because I was connecting with something that I was passionate about. These moments of success just within the past week for me were brought to fruition because of focus and effort. That is the key to overcoming anything. If you can just stay focused and give 100% effort, you will overcome. Tony Robbins has a great quote. One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. I want to master life, don't you? Stay focused, work hard, and take it one day at a time. You can overcome anything. You are unstoppable. Decide you can, and you will. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud of Jordan for bravely agreeing to be my first interviewee ever, and for India for sharing her investment in the greater good of the homeless in Atlanta. I'm so proud of my husband for seeking a new job that challenges him, and for my homegirl Leia for creating a duct tape billboard design for MailChimp. I'm proud of my IO leaders who dedicate day after day to investing in high schoolers. And I am so proud of my parents for accepting me, even when I dye my hair blue and pierce my nose. Thanks, guys. You are awesome. Thank you so much for listening. I am setting up so many exciting things for 2018. If you or someone you know wants to be interviewed, please reach out via Instagram at heezy.life. Also, if you haven't already done it, please go rate and review me on iTunes. It helps me so much. Thank you for investing in me, and more importantly, investing in you. Do what is hard now so that you can enjoy an easy life later. That's a wrap, folks. Happy 2017, and I will be back in the new year. Keep it easy, my friends.